hacer paquete. Vibra bacana, eso se siente. Mala con bola. Mala con bola. Toditas quieren ser como mí. Tengo la paca, el que saca chis. Hace frito, lo quiero free. No tengo novio, I got three. Saco pasta, la pongo a pasearse. Nix pa' de tono, hace falta estresarse. Sin dar el canto, tú más de ese martes. Damos pato sin dar mucho detalle. No cojo L, solo sé ganar. Pila de F, una superstar. Si te freno, es siempre con par. Si cae en usual, no tienes que pagar. Super smooth, ¿quién como Bibi? Entrando caliente, soy mucho ambiente. La nota se siente, noche de ambiente. Y si quiero, te frenan de frente. Me odian porque soy muy mala. Me odian porque soy muy mala. De 20, pa' hacer paquete. Vibra bacana, eso se siente. Mala con bola. Mala con bola.
Of all the evil that will have to end.
You guys, what's up? 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. You just heard Malvada by BB Trix and it's Revolution Part 1 by Nina Simone. Yeah, apologies for the confusion. I thought that the mic wasn't working, and then I was just using the wrong one, which is classic moves. Yeah, please don't call in and yell at me. Hey, I'm here with a very special guest today. You want to say hi? Oh, get close up.
Who's your special guest?
Oh, it's you, Linus. It's you.
Oh, hey.
Oh, this is my boyfriend, Linus.
Hey, Radio Waves.
He's on air with me today.
DJ Linus here.
DJ Linus. That's the name you're going with? It could be DJ Milk.
DJ Patent Pending.
Ooh, DJ Patent Pending.
Uh-huh, until I think of anything better.
Well, that's a good one in its own right.
DJ Momo and DJ Patent Pending in the studio.
I like it.
Good morning. Good morning, Burlington.
Good morning, Burlington. I hope you're having a lovely morning. I thought it was going to be raining by now, but it's not, which is awesome.
We do have a nice Friday on our hands here.
A nice Friday. A nice Friday ahead of us, and isn't that lovely? Yeah. What else is there to say? You haven't seen me in a while, have you? I went to Spain, and then I broke my back. 3 vertebrae. Actually, I forgot to wear my brace to the stew today.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. Linus is manually supporting me. Can you just, like... Okay, yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
DJ back brace.
DJ back brace in the stew. Yeah, it's okay. We're chilling. I get my brace off soon, so that's good. And I'll be here.
She keeps
not
wearing it though. She's gonna get a hump and she's gonna be a hunchback.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a hump and be a hunchback if I don't. That's true. That's true.
But that can be a dream. Not a lot of people achieve that.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, we need to read a little announcement for you all right now. As the DJ warrants. You're thirsty? Well, do I have the place for you? It's Sunday morning, 8 a.m., and you can't go back to bed. You wanted to sleep until 10. What are you going to do with these extra hours? Suddenly, anxious thoughts of your impending assignments due dates fill your head. You need to get out of the house.
Head to a coffee shop! This is the perfect time to finally go to that one you've been meaning to try. Or explore and find some hidden gems. There's so many coffee shops everywhere you look around here. Plus, it's early and there'll be time to find a seat all to yourself. Get in there.
That's a good plan.
The smell of espresso, cool music, and fun people watching will be there to ease your mind. I love people watching.
Oh, me too.
Me and DJ Momo do that sometimes.
We love to do that. This message was brought to you by your Java-loving DJs here at WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. Wow. Wasn't that great? We have some more music coming up.
What kind of music, DJ Momo?
Oh, many a song. My laptop has gone dark, so I can't actually see it. Hey, if you want to put in the code, I'm going to say it on air. Oh, just kidding. I'm going to mute myself. I bet you guys are really jealous because you can't get into my laptop.
I know what it is.
You know what it is? What is it, Linus? What's coming up?
Oh, up next is a song from...
Getting close to the mic.
Up next is a song from a Funkadelic. This is going to be Funky Dollar Bill.
Get ready to get funky, guys, okay? All right, I'll see you later.
How to love and live your life, but think about it twice. The pusher push, the fixer fix, the judge quits, the junkie lose his life. For the dollar bill,
for the dollar bill, U.S. dollar bill.
A father learns much too late.
He was never home.
He worked two jobs and when at home he had to call.
Mila Moon. Prior to that was Funky Dollar Bill by Funkadelic. I hope you're enjoying the set today. It's a little chaotic in the start, but it'll get better. I promise. I pinky swear.
We only play good songs, too.
Yeah, we only play good songs. That's the rule. That's kind of the theme from it. People ask, what's the theme? What's the theme of your show? I play good music. That's what I play.
No bads.
I can't hear you. You had to go real close to the mic, like awkwardly close.
Real close to the mic.
You get real close.
That's we both work, DJ Momo and DJ Patton Penning, both work in the event services district.
We do. If anyone from event services is listening, hey.
No, you're represented here on the airwaves.
Love you guys.
And have you experienced, a lot of people really don't know how to talk into a microphone.
It's true. Oh my goodness.
A lot of people have no idea. A lot of people just hold it in their hand and think it'll automatically hear them.
During an event last week and tell the guy, please hold the mic closer to your face. And he still was like waving it around like a baton. It was wild. You guys,
it's a skill that has to be learned. They should teach classes.
They think it's like a magic stick where like if you're holding it, it's like the talking stick and everyone can hear you. But you actually do have to direct your voice toward the mic, actually. Sorry if the music's a little loud. I'm really into Twin Peaks. Sorry, guys. Hey, what's in our next segment? Let me look one second. You entertain them.
DJ Momo is such a great DJ. I'm really honored to be in the studio here today.
Oh, please.
She runs a great show.
Please, I'm blushing. I'm turning red. I'm beat red.
Week in, week out. I've been, I don't know about you on the air, but I've sure been missing her shows.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind to me. I'm excited to be back, and I'll try to keep upping the ante for you all. Hey, we have a good segment. It's like pretty electronic and, well, not necessarily electronic. I don't really know how to describe music. I kind of just know how to listen to it. But it's a little bit of Claro and then some Ultramarine, which is this band that I've been super into. Super into this band. So you guys are gonna like it. Okay. Hey, see you on the other side.
Thank you. as a way to connect to the deepest part of the self. Lifetime, not some other day, some other time. I wanted it now.
WREV FM Burlington. That was Sacrifice by George Riley. Prior to that was Stella by Ultramarine. And starting off the set was Anticipate by All Michael's Affair and Claro. Hey Linus.
Hey DJ Momo.
What were we talking about for the set?
We were talking a little bit about the local raccoon population.
Yes. Oh, yes. Because you know what? I wake up this morning to a text in my roommate group chat, and it's like a vase on my porch just shattered. And I was like, what? Because I had been out there the night before, but I didn't remember doing that. Mm-hmm. Then we talked to our dear friend Kana, and she says...
Asleep right by the window, mind you. She slept on the couch with like a... Head literally right next to the window, looking out onto the porch.
Yeah.
And you'll never believe what you saw.
You'll never believe it. It was a family of raccoons. And it turns out they were after the suet that was in my bird feeder. Those little... Well, there's a lot of words I can't say on radio that I'd like to say right now. But that really got
me. They came in like a gang of thieves.
Yeah. And why I oughta... Like, I was mad. I was mad. Because I like the birds. That suit was for the birds.
Uh-huh. But they don't know. They don't care. They just came in and took it.
And then
it sounded kind of cool and exciting,
honestly. I know. I kind of wish you woke us. That would have been cool. But yeah. And then Linus just asked me, top, like, Mount Rushmore of raccoons. Like, what's...
Who are your top four raccoons?
Like, I feel like
I just... raccoons to represent every raccoon?
Know that many raccoons. Was my thing.
I countered with the raccoon from the movie Elf.
Yes.
I'm sure many of you know him from his small bit part where he tries to get a hug.
That was
from
important.
Buddy the Elf.
Mm. Oh, raccoons. Oh, raccoons.
He's a famous one.
Yeah. I think Tom Nook is a raccoon, unless he's like something else. I'll Google it. I'll get back to you guys.
We'll fact check that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a raccoon in that game I play, the Bigfoot game. If Abby's listening, she'll know what I'm talking about. There's a little raccoon, and he's like, hey, I own this store, and I can give you supplies. Why do raccoons always own stores in games? They're always like vendors.
They're crafty. It's because they have thumbs.
Oh, that's true. I forget about their little hands.
Mm-hmm. They have great little hands. Do you know the video of the raccoon who has a... has cotton candy and he like tries to wash it off in the river and
yes,
then it disappears.
It's so sad. That's kind of like, that's how I feel sometimes.
He doesn't know how it works.
Oh, poor raccoon. Well, I kind of hate raccoons that do know how things work because they got into my
suet.
They're
a little too powerful.
Yeah.
They could probably vote.
I really want to curse them out on air. They could vote. They could not vote. They could not vote. They would vote the worst. They would vote Cuomo. They would vote Cuomo in the NYC primary. I know it.
They want more trash.
Well,
they want more trash.
More trash. More trash in the streets.
It's important. Important topic for raccoon voters.
Oh goodness. Well, we'll get you guys back to the music. I'm sure you're sick of us yapping. We got a good segment coming up.
The raccoons like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they love to yap.
All right, what's coming up next, DJ Momo?
I think we got some Pink Panthers. I think we got some. Oh, there's this artist. What is it?
Is it?
Who is it?
Pink Panthers. That's a people pleaser.
Pink Panthers. And
she's fantastic.
Everything But the Girl is this other artist who's I really like. So yeah, stay tuned.
Good songs only.
Good songs only. That's the rule. We'll be right back.
I tracked your plane ride, the one you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, but I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside, I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on?
Oh, hey. Hey, guys.
Hey there.
That was Holding On by Terza, which is like one of my favorite songs ever. And before that, you heard Stateside by Pink Panthers. And before that was Tracy in My Room, EBTG versus Soul Vision, Lazy Dog Bootleg Vocal Mix. Ooh. By Everything But the Girl. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Mouthful of a name.
You know what? I said that at Starbucks the other day after I ordered. I go, that's a mouthful. Because I ordered like a caramel cream tall macchiato
all the bells and whistles.
Raspberry. Yeah, I don't even know what it was. It had like six words in it. But the guy
did that go over well with the cashier?
No, yeah, they got a kick out of it, and they put a little smiley face on my drink. So, riff with cashiers, everyone. If you're heading to a place where you're buying something, go riff with the cashier. Mm-hmm. Try to crack a joke. If it doesn't work,
they'll give you a nice note.
Maybe it doesn't work. Yeah, maybe a nice note.
Worst case scenario, you give them a good story to tell at work.
Exactly.
Because they're at work for a long time.
Like,
it can get boring over there.
This weirdo came in, said the word mouthful. Oh, we have a third DJ in the studio.
Mm-hmm. DJ Shadow Kana. You won't hear from her.
Yeah.
Because she's a little too dangerous for the airwaves.
She said everything that I have to say is too offensive for the air.
We asked her if she had a message that she wanted to share to the world, and there's nothing that could be shared.
Nothing.
On here, at least.
Yeah, maybe she'll write a book someday, and you'll know all. You know all. It'll probably get banned. Do you know they're banning books on cats now? There's like places.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
It
Why
is
would
crazy.
They do such a thing?
I don't know, because I do enjoy cats a lot. It makes me mad. Oh, we were going to talk about the Celtics, weren't we?
We did talk about talking about the Celtics.
We did talk about talking about it.
What if
there's Tingus been a Tingus.
Lot? There's been a lot happening in Celtics world.
Tingus
Pingus
gone.
Can you update us?
Tingus Pingus gone. Drew Holiday gone.
Did you know about this? WRUV family.
They hit the Pentagon. Like, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened.
The team's being broken apart.
I'm very mad.
Mm-hmm. These are two great veterans who got us a ring.
Mm-hmm.
They've done wonderful things for the city of Boston and in the New England area.
It makes me mad. I posted about it, and one of my friends was like, well, it's actually a very good choice because of the salary cap.
Boo.
I don't care about the
salary.
I don't even know what that
the
is.
Salary cap.
I don't care to know, frankly. I don't care to know. My two guys
the
are gone.
Second apron? Who cares?
Who cares?
Show me Drew Holiday.
Show me Drew Holiday. Show me Tingus Zingus. Tingus Pingus now. Please. Makes me so mad.
I actually have to out you a little bit, DJ Momo. She didn't know what Tingus Pingus was until she's just learned about Kristaps Porzingis' nickname as Tingus Pingus.
Tingus Pingus.
What
which is
the best
so
nicknames.
Unfortunate because I could have been yelling this at the TV screen this whole time.
So long.
And I haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. Well, I hope that. I know they got a new guy who's from Spain, which is awesome.
That's true. His name's Hugo.
España, viva España para siempre! Vamos!
Arriba!
Arriba, ahora!
You're gonna hear that at TD Garden.
Can't
now.
Say that one. Yeah, at TD Garden, you'll be hearing it. Hey, we'll finish off the set. We'll play some good songs. We promise.
We only ever do.
Love you guys. Love you.
Peace.
Mwah. Bye. We'll see you soon.
Ya tu mente cuida.
quieras, nunca lo reprimas. Dale la aura misma de tu sexo. Todas las hojas son del viento, ya que las mueve hasta la muerte. Todas las hojas son del viento, menos la luz del sol, menos la luz del sol.
Pink lady now, pink lady now, pink lady on that red motorcycle, yeah. She's driving me crazy. Thank you.
sitting on. Sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night because you miss me? Do you, darling? Oh, and do your memories ever take you back into another place and time? Oh, and do you ever miss the feeling shared when you were with me? Do you, darling? I just wonder, do I cross your mind?
Show today, everybody. Thanks for joining us. That was Do I Ever Cross Your Mind by Dolly Parton. And prior to that was The Weakest Part by Yola Tengo. And before that was Pink Lady by Mountjoy, a new song. And before that was Todas las Hojas Son del Viento by Pescado Rabioso.
I really like that one.
That's a good one. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Also, Tom Nook is a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a tanuki in Japanese. But yeah, raccoon
certified.
All right, you have anyone to shout out before we head out of here?
I'd like to shout out my sisters, Olive and Violet. Hope you're listening. Violet will be crashing into UVM's campus next semester.
UVM, watch out!
Watch out!
Violet is coming, and she's super
and it's gonna
cool.
change the game.
It's gonna be a freaking game changer. So just get ready. Just get ready.
Also like to shout out Jason Tatum. I hope he gets well soon.
Oh, Jason Tatum.
We're all wishing the best
Jason
for him.
Jason Tatum. Oh, Jason Tatum, we miss you. Jason
we
Tatum,
miss
come
you
back.
So much. We miss you so much.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all we got. I guess I'll shout out my family. Love you guys. Shout out my sister. Shout out my dog, Cookie. She's hanging in there.
Cookie.
She's the oldest lady in the world. Shout out Piper, childhood dog of my friend who passed away this week, who is like my favorite ever. And she was so old and
rest
wise.
Rest in power, Piper.
Rest in power. I loved her. Yeah. Okay. See you guys maybe next week, maybe the week after. It's 4th of July, but I'll try to do a pre-recorded show. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.